Welcome, ladies, to the Wing Woman Podcast. We'd like to welcome you aboard our flight from All Alone to We're In It Together. Before our departure, the podcast crews Jules Varney and Rhonda Holman would like to point out our safety features to include supporting one another, sharing our struggles so that we all see the light at the end of the tunnel, and flying through life surrounded by that silver lining. Your crew will demonstrate how to keep it raw, real, and inspiring. In the event of a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will not fall automatically from the panel above unless you're actually in a plane listening to this episode. On board this podcast, there are two emergency exits, one located in the front illuminated with the sign, "You're Not Flying Solo," and one in the rear labeled "Sharing Our Stories and Thoughts as We Fly Through This Crazy Life, Supporting One Another." Please sit back and enjoy your flight. Hello, all you wing womans out there. I'm Julie, your co-host. And today we have our special guest on board again, Jen from They Wine and So I Wine. Hello, welcome, Jen.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, happy to be back on again.
Yes, we got a lot of catching up to do.
That's right.
What's on in the Jen world?
Oh, Lord. One can never tell, right? No, we've just been busy. We had a little mini vacation. Then we had a little mini surgery for my son. All is well there. So now we're just getting back in the groove.
Great. I know. Now the fall weather is upon us, though.
I know. I'm about to wreck Target here shortly.
Well, this morning when I came home, I sent my middle child, I don't know if he's the middle one, but the 18-year-old, he left today for Hawaii, and we had to bring him to the airport at 3:30 this morning. And when I got back, it was so cold in my house. It was 62 degrees. I'm like, I have to turn the heat on. I don't want to turn the heat on, but I just have to take the chill because I really wanted to go back to bed, but it was so cold. I couldn't even get to sleep, you know? So needless to say, the furnace did come on people's for just a short, like, half hour, and then I turned it back off. But you try to hold out as long as you can, and it's not possible. All right. So today we want to talk about mom-splaining. Like, why do you, when we come across other mothers and they start talking about, like, I think sometimes my friends think they have to explain. So like, oh, my kid did this and this is why he did this, or my kid did this and this is why he did this, or I disciplined my kid because of this. You know, I don't know. I don't think we have to mom-splain. We're moms. We can mom any way we want to.
Oh yeah. I totally agree. I think some of that though is centered around people's opinions, you know, because you're always worried about, oh, what are people going to think whenever I say this? That I discipline this certain way, and you're like, oh, what are they gonna think? And so then you feel like this obligatory sense that you need to explain yourself when really it doesn't freaking matter.
It doesn't matter. And it's so, I think we're wrapped up about being like the perfect mom, like, you know, the people that belong on those Better Homes and Gardens magazines and they're home baking and they got the apron on and their husband walks in the door and they kiss and,
The
kids are all perfect and they're never dirty. And we shouldn't have to be that way. We should just mom our kids the way we want to mom our kids and parent our kids and let them be kids. So I don't think it's difficult. I think it's difficult conversations because I'm sure there's actions that you see that your friends do or something and you're like kind of cringing.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think that the June Cleavers and the Karens and the Susans of the world, honestly, they can suck it because if they're getting all right and, you know, like you said, we try to be perfect and we try to strive for this completely unattainable crap.
Yeah, it is just all crap. I mean, I don't see my kids, you know, I think they're going to turn out just fine, bless them. I hope they do. like I said, I just shipped one off to Hawaii with a one-way ticket to see my oldest and to kind of find himself because he's in that boat, in that 18-year-old of like, what am I going to do with my life? I mean, at 18, you know, I was already, well, was I? I'm not knocked up yet, but, you know,
yeah. He doesn't know what he wants to do in life. And, you know, his older brother lives in Hawaii, and he just, I think it was just a good thing for him to kind of, it was nice not to have him home sitting in his room all day. So, you know, other friends were kind of like, what do you mean a one-way ticket? When's he coming back? I'm like, I don't know if he's coming back. I just want him to see the world. I just want him to be able to be him and not like this pressure and all this stuff that he has to live up to in his world.
Yeah. And I think that that's good on you for actually recognizing that, because I feel like sometimes as parents, don't hate me, but some parents are kind of out of touch, right? And they want their kid to be a certain way. And if they're not, mm-hmm. they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to cope, where you're just saying, be you, whoever that is, like, go mm-hmm. find yourself.
Yeah. And it is hard because, like you said, you always want them to be a better version of yourself. You want right. to, you know, to reach higher for the scars and the stars in the sky, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're not you. They're going to find their own path. And I do suffer a lot from that with Ethan, my 18-year-old, of this, oh my God, you know, he didn't go to college and he doesn't know what he wants to be. And he doesn't really have a lot of friends. And I always had a lot of friends, and he sits in his room, and it's yeah. just like, oh my God, you know, and it drives you crazy because you want to fix it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You want to fix it. You want to try and help, you know, when really you're not really helping if you're trying to make somebody that they're not, you know, but in your eyes, you're like, let me just help you. Let me help you make friends. Let me help you, you know, but sometimes you gotta just screw up and do whatever you gotta do to find your way.
And that's part of, I guess, learning how to be a better mother and stuff is just stepping out of their way, you know, and just letting them make their own mistakes, I guess, even though you don't want to sit back and watch that happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, your friends are cringing because things do happen, like, oh, Ethan didn't go to college. Well, not everybody's meant for college.
Right.
You know? And Ethan's not working. Well, he doesn't know what he wants to do. Why be in a job you don't want? I mean, nobody just wants to flip burgers. I mean, if right. you thought he loved flipping burgers, have at it, go right at it, you know?
Right.
Let me drive you there every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to, I don't know, I guess you shouldn't have to feel like you're looking down or people are looking down at you just for the way you're parenting, momming your kid.
Well, I feel like, and two, I struggle personally with enough guilt. I don't need to have to worry about
right.
the judgments that are coming my way from other people. Mm-hmm. And you do, you struggle with trying to explain yourself, I feel like 24/7.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of that, what do you call it? Not the mom guilt. It's just, you know, you give this life to this child, and you're like, okay, it's going to be perfect. And we're going to go hand in hand all the way down the path of life. And then goes off to the left somewhere, and you're like, okay, wrinkle back over here. And you just can't. You can't funnel all that into one little bubble of energy to go perfectly the way you want to, because I think it causes nothing but stress. And I have to learn, you know, to kind of step back and like, okay, just stop riding him and be right. like that, you know?
But it's hard. It's hard to see him struggle. I mean, I've got a toddler, and even just watching him learn new things and, you know, he's trying to put on his shoes, and you're like, oh, just let me put on your shoe. Like, this is a 20-minute affair. Just let me do it.
I got it done by now.
I don't want to see you struggle, and I need to go, you know? So it's just finding.
Go barefoot.
I know. It's like finding that balance on when to step in and when to step out, you know? Mm-hmm. And you have to let them grow, and you have to let them do their own thing. And it's hard.
It is. And, you know, I have friends that I think we need to be more supportive, because I have friends that their daughters are the same age and they're going through cutting. And she's like, what do I do? I know you went through some tough times with Ethan and now the vaping and all that stuff that's out there that these kids are affected by. And you just, you have to sometimes bite your tongue and not try to like correct their parenting, but be more supportive of
just to be there and listening
and just be there. And that's so hard because you're like, well, I would do this. Well, I'm not you. And you have to think, okay, I can't do that because I'm not you. I'm not in your shoes. I don't know what you're going through.
Right. And you don't really know, because I've caught myself so many times. I'm like, wow, I did this long before I was ever a parent. My kid's never going to throw a tantrum in the store. Surprise.
He's the first one laying on the floor today.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you can think you're going to react one way, and then whenever you're actually in that position, you decide on something completely different. So yeah, mm-hmm. it is. It's trying to find that balance of sometimes people just need to vent. And sometimes I even tell my husband that, like, I don't need you to fix it. I just need you to zip it.
Don't fix it. Just zip it.
Yeah. I'm like, I just need to vent.
Yeah. And yes, we just need to vent and listen and have others just not criticize us. Other moms not criticize, like, oh, you didn't put your kids in Girl Scouts, and so now they're going to be a tramp later on in life because they don't have the foundation of Girl Scouts. Well,
no.
I don't see, you know, what that has to do with anything, but okay.
Right.
Or your kid didn't play sports, or they played too much sports. So it's always, it's always something. I think sometimes parents, other moms, shall I say, just need to maybe see what we can learn from each other. You know, they might not be doing everything right. So they may look like they're doing everything right. Right. Like they cover up and what do they call that? The Facebook facade, or everything's on perfect.
Your perfect Instagram, and really your life's a train wreck.
You're just waiting for it to implode.
Yeah, your squares may look perfect, but I know your laundry room's a mess.
You just cover it up. Yeah. You Photoshop that. Where's that stock image you just bought?
I can do that with Lightroom too, okay? I want to see your messy. Give me your messy.
That's right. I want you to see you swimming in piles of laundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you had a best friend that's going through some rough times, mm-hmm. what is the in their momming, what would be the best advice that you give that you could feel like you're not criticizing, but you're not helping, you know, you're helping her, but you're not criticizing her along the way?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I was even talking to my girlfriend earlier, and we were talking about our kids and how, you know, you perceive parenting to be one way. And, you know, if you have a strong-willed kid, mm-hmm. like we both do, mm-hmm. And we were very calm kids. So, you know, we're questioning, is it our parenting? Like, are we doing this? Or is it just because they're strong-willed? And I think, it, you know, and I'll say it time and time and time again, is just being able to be open about your messy and being able to say, you know, oh, my kid just threw a tantrum, and you don't judge each other. You're just kind of there for each other. And you might offer up I don't know, but maybe in this situation you could try this. I don't know. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't, you know, and just doing it in a way that's a helpful way and not a judgmental way. It's just, hey, I don't know what I'm doing here either. Maybe we can try X, Y, or Z.
Because it's not easy, because you know your friend's on the verge of a meltdown also.
Oh, yeah.
Not only will you have a crying toddler, but you'll have a friend that's sobbing too.
Right.
Next to him, kicking and screaming, because that's probably what I would do. You just get so frustrated, like you can't fix the problem.
Yeah.
So being that supportive, just listening and let her to know, hey, it's okay. It's okay that your kid threw a fit. And you know, I've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it time and time again. The kids that are throwing in, the parent just gives in, and you just want to go walk over and say, you know, now, the lesson that they just learned is if they cry just a little bit more,
yeah,
you're going to buy that candy bar. But that's not really what they want. They really want like a shoulder to cry on, like, I can't take it anymore. And how do I fix this?
At the end of the conversation, I was like, you know, it just feels so good to know that I'm not alone, right? Mm-hmm. And just to be able to have these conversations and just let it out and not feel judged about it.
Right. Yeah, because at the end of the day, your kids are happy. They're in their beds. They're going to wake up with a new fresh outlook on life, and they may not know or remember the lessons that you taught them the day before.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you were good or bad at it. what matters is at the end of the day, you're still their mom and they're you know, they're still going to love you the same and they're still going to wake up the next day and be like, oh, you know, I got to go about my business and not ruffle my mother's feathers. And
yeah. I feel like they rebound in like 5 seconds.
yours is at that age where he rebounds.
I know. I do remember when I was a teenager, I'd be like, mom.
Mine's at the one where they hold grudges for like weeks.
Yeah. And then they don't want to talk to you for like ever.
Mm-hmm. But often, you know, we see it and we see it on forums and stuff like that. That, you know, my mom puts a question out or, you know, my kid did this or how to help. And sometimes it just gets like the whole thread gets to be like a train wreck.
Yeah. It like spirals out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Judgments, you mean?
Judgments. Yes. We're very judgmental, which we shouldn't be.
I know, but I feel like it's worse with social media.
Because absolutely.
I'm having a conversation with you, like I'm not going to face to face tell you what people have the guts to tell you online. Right. And I feel like it's just, I'm behind the screen and I can just go ahead and spew what other stupid comments I want to spew. And they don't think about the repercussions of who's reading that and how that's going to make them feel.
Because it may not be just the mom that made the post. It may be the mom that's reading all the comments and like, holy crap.
Yeah. And they could be in that same situation, but they didn't have the guts to post. And I guarantee you, they're never going to have the guts to post now that they read all the comments.
Mm-hmm. No, because they're going to feel like they're backed into a corner or they should go back and hide underneath the rock and just not say anything because people are so judgmental or so, you know, even in my profession, I see it in some of the forums, like somebody will post a newer dental assistant will post a nice question. And then it'll start out good. And then it gets, girl, you should have went to school longer. Girl, you don't know what you're doing. You might as well give up now. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I call them keyboard warriors. Like they're behind the screen. They're, you know, doing things that they shouldn't be doing or saying. And, you know, maybe some of them don't even have kids. Do we ever think about that?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I know that online there are people who literally just have groups that are people that don't have kids and they will find moms that have kids and like attack. It's like, really, people, like, what is going on? We need more things to do.
We need more laundry to fold, more games to go to.
I'm like, come on.
More shopping list because, you know, I just love grocery shopping. It's my favorite thing not to do.
I know. Yeah, it's just gotten so far out of control. And I feel like even in sometimes the most supportive posts or heartfelt, you know, things, it just spirals out of control. And all of a sudden something that was supposed to be so positive becomes so hate-filled. And it's just like, gosh, what have we come to? Like, seriously, this is not okay.
Oh, absolutely. And the message gets lost along the way.
Yeah. I'm like, did you even read that?
like someone puts out a post about, you know, being a mom or whatever the case may be. And, you know, the first couple comments are really good. And then it just trickles into a whole different conversation. And the whole intent from the beginning is lost now. Like the original question is just gone.
Yeah.
And we end up talking about how we're going to put stones in our backyard or something. I don't know. But the thing goes right off the rails, and it's not fair, I guess, to the original poster who's just looking for answers.
Right. It becomes, and then it becomes some kind of like somehow a debate about something, you know, like I've even seen things where it's, you talk about maybe you only have sons or maybe you only have girls. And then all of a sudden it becomes, well, what about the boys? What about the girls? I'm speaking from my perspective. I only have a son, you know, like what? My brain's not even going there. What is happening?
I know nothing about having a girl. I only have boys too. So
yeah.
Well, you know, your girl might be going through menopause. I don't know.
Like, sis, I'm not trying to exclude you here. Like, well, what is happening?
I only know how to raise a boy at this point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I know. It gets so crazy. And I think now I have never, and I kind of maybe wish I would have when I was younger and had my kids younger, but do you belong to mom groups in your local community?
No, I don't.
No, I didn't
even have some. We had some at work. And then obviously we had like a breastfeeding mommy group. Well, I wasn't a part of that because I didn't breastfeed. Yeah. So we had some, but I never took advantage of them.
Yeah. We have a couple like stroller moms that, you know, get out and walk and stuff like that, but I never either. I don't know if it was, I just didn't have the time or I just didn't feel like I'd fit in. I don't really know what it was. And then I kind of look back, well, should I have been to make my kids more social? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, my kids are not very social compared to me, you know, I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of more, you either are going to be or you're not going to be. Like, I don't, mm-hmm. I mean, daycare and things like that will help that, but you're either going to be more shy or mm-hmm. more outgoing, you know, and I don't think there's one way or another that could really.
Yeah.
It might make it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely didn't do any of that. And for me, I think it was just a confidence thing for myself in motherhood. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't super confident. So I definitely didn't want to hang out with a bunch of moms who were like killing it. Like, well, I'm over here together. Okay.
No, they did out in public and then they get home and then it all falls off. It's yeah. kind of like, you know, the, right. I can't think of it right now, but they look good outside and all of a sudden they come home and just like the whole different facade just falls yeah. right apart.
Yeah.
This is who I really am.
Right.
Let me take off my weave.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to Starbucks for a win. Me and toddler, like, you know, not toddler, but me and baby. I was like, woohoo, I showered today.
I got to take a 2-minute shower today.
Yeah.
Where I'll be 3 minutes. Oh my God. I remember those days of just, oh my God, being such a time management, like,
oh yeah. It's gotten so much better now that he's older, but yeah,
yeah. You get a 5-minute shower instead of a 2-minute shower. You get 5 minutes of peace and quiet instead of 2 minutes of peace and quiet.
See, now you're probably getting lots of peace and quiet, but are you, or no?
It was funny last night because my husband and I this morning, my time is all off since I've been up since 3:30. But my husband and I, after our 15-year-old went to school today, we were sitting there having coffee before I went off to my office. And I was like, this is what empty nesting feels like. He's like, yeah, this is what empty nesting feel like. I'm like, what do we do with ourselves? I'm like, we're here drinking coffee. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I go, it's going to feel so weird the next couple of weeks because we can kind of just, Jack's self-sufficient. He's a kid. Yeah. You know, hey, he can go off to school and then, I don't know, on Friday when I'm off, we can spend the whole day together. That's weird.
Like we can date day.
A day date. We can turn 50 all. Tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Go get some margaritas.
Go get some margaritas. If I didn't have to work, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Every day of my life.
It's just different. Like the quietness. And when I pulled in the driveway tonight, I was like, oh, I wonder what's Ethan to, oh, he's been on a plane for the last 12 hours.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, like I said, I got thinking about it today when I kept hearing my hygienist who sits across from me say, oh, well, her son went to Hawaii and she bought him a 1-way ticket. I'm like, oh my God, these people don't even know me. And they're like, probably like, oh, you just ship your kid off to Hawaii and they don't know the story back.
They don't know the whole story. That's the thing. And I feel like so many people they like go down the rabbit hole, right? They know one blip
of
whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they make 57 assumptions to get down to the end of their story. And I'm like, sis, you're not even close. No. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, and it's just, you know, I just kept thinking there. And then on the way home when I was driving, because I have an hour home from work, and I'm like, oh my God, am I that mother, that bad mother that sends her kid off? And I'm like, I was doing it to like, why do I have to explain myself? You know, like I'm doing it so he can see the world and see what's going on and seeing how things are. And, you know, if he's liking it or enjoying it, or, I mean, who knows? He might call us in a week and say, I want to come home. I can't take it any, you know. Or he might never come home. I don't know. But you have to give your kid that opportunity. And I think, you know, you shouldn't be judged for it. But it was just so funny to hear her go, yeah, and she gave her kid a 1-way ticket. I'm like.
You're like, yeah, because I'm good at letting go. And I'm good at recognizing.
I was a blubbery mess, actually.
I took the step to recognize that I have an opportunity mm-hmm. where I empower him to make decisions and find himself.
Like, yep.
Huge.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I'll check with you in a week.
I want to know, like, did he come back in a week? Did he come back in a month? Is he still gone?
Has he turned around and come home in another 12 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to come back now.
Oh, it would be funny. Yeah, it would be funny if you said, oh, I'm going to come home now. Right now.
You're like, you're at the beach. What are you doing?
Oh gosh, I know. I'm sure once he gets with my other son, it'll be totally fine. Totally fine.
Yeah.
So for all you moms out there, stop explaining yourself to other moms. It's okay. It's really okay. Just be yourself. Just be your own mom. Just be the mother you want to be to your kid. Because like I said, at the end of the day, that's all that matters is how they see you.
Absolutely.
As long as you're not a crazy loon, you know, over the top helicopter. I don't know. Yeah. But it's okay.
What works for you, do it.
Yes.
It might look different and I might, you know, do it differently, but who cares?
Yep. That's all that matters. Well, thanks, Jen, for coming on today. This has been a great episode of our Momsplaining. Yeah. We can't wait to have her back on. And like I said, reach out to Jen if you have anything you want us to talk about on our next episode, because there's tons of stuff we can talk about. I mean, there's, you know, tons.
I feel like one that people always want to talk about is the opinions that other people have, but that gets into the Momsplaining and all of those things. Mm-hmm. Opinions have so much effect and so much weight on how we
it does function. I mean, even like that lady when she said, oh, one-way ticket, and it kind of was like, oh,
you like backtrack, you're like, wait, did I do
this? Doesn't even know me, like, you know, now you're feeling like you have a conscience and you have to be the someone you're not, and that their opinion before they even get to know you is one way, set in one way.
Yep.
So, well, thank you everyone for listening today. And remember, we do not fly solo through life. Have a good night.
We hope you enjoyed your flight with the Wing Woman podcast. Remember, no one should fly solo in life. If you like the show, we'd love a subscription, maybe a review, a like, and a share so that others can find the Wing Women in their life. So until our next episode, have a safe flight.